Which of the following best describes you, the newspaper's owner?
A trust, an oligarch, a megalomaniac. The child of a billionaire who's been given something that hopefully they won't balls up this time.
As editor of an important newspaper, what are your key aims?
To hold the powerful to account. To hold the powerful to lunch. To hold the powerful champagne glass for them while they have a pee over the side of their yacht.
Next, will your newspaper have a horoscope?
Yes. No. Wait and see.
For the online version, please calibrate your comments section.
Monitored. Unmonitored. Deranged. Utterly vile. Melanie Phillips.
Sizing. There are as many types of newspaper as there are types of people. 3. Please choose.
Tabloid.
Small enough to be folded into the rear jeans pocket, immediately signalling that you are comfortable in a van.
Berliner.
Slightly larger, originally being based on the size of President Kennedy.
Broadsheet.
Absolutely vast. Large enough to use as a sail. If a city worker steps off Waterloo Bridge, stands on his briefcase and opens up the Telegraph, they'll get all the way to Greenwich.
The Wizard will now supply a selection of example news stories. Please select the headline you think best fits the voice of your newspaper. Example 1. The leader of the Labour Party, low in the polls, announced detailed manifesto plans to renationalise the railways.
Corbyn to renationalise railways if elected.
Corbyn hits buffers with dangerous rail plan.
Now terrorist sympathiser Hezbollah targets our trains.
Next example. The Bishop of Rotherham, Thomas Wilford, resigns after footage of him pleasuring himself appears online.
Church in turmoil as Bishop steps down.
Bishop bashing Bishop abashed.
Was Wilford thinking of immigrants? Join our campaign.
Wilford steps down. Why won't Corbyn take the hint?
Next. Strong winds in the wake of Hurricane Sandra have tipped over some bins in Biddeford. Pick your headline.
Southwest buffeted by gales.
My night of terror. Report from inside the bin.
Foreign winds refuse to apologise.
Core bin blown in alley by Sandra.
Of course, this stuff is vitally important. Like it or not, in the UK, the paper you take says everything about who you are. Guardian reader, Sun reader. You form an immediate image, unless you're a Sun reader, because they can't form images. See? Typical joke from a Guardian reader. Your paper tells us who you are. To most of the rest of the world, this makes no sense. So I thought I might explain by means of a famous sketch.
I look down on him because I read the Daily Telegraph.
I look up to him because he reads the Daily Telegraph, and he looks down on me because I read the Daily Mail. But I look down on him because he reads the Daily Express.
Oh, God, does it?
Yeah, really? Seriously, yeah, the really? Express. I mean, I don't even want to finish the sketch. It's actually upset me. That, oh, look, he's crying now.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's not because of us. He's just seen a picture of Princess Diana on the cover.
Of course, the other version of that same sketch goes like this.
I look down on him because I read The Guardian.
Who? You didn't say who you look down on.
Everyone. Oh.
What do we want the papers to do? Mostly tell us stuff we already know. People love that. Like when it's hot. When it's hot, it's hot. You can tell it's hot because it's hot. If you think it's hot, it'll be because it's hot. You'll know because of the heat. Then the papers print, it's hot. And we think, yes, I thought it was. Beryl, come and have a look at this. Remember when I said it was hot this morning?
When it was hot?
Yes, what did I say?
You said it was hot.
Yes, and now look, what does it say in the paper?
It says it's hot.
See, I said that.
You did.
I said it was hot, yes. And now there it is in black and white.
You could be a reporter at this rate.
It says it's 82 today.
Oh, Fahrenheit.
Nope, sunburnt people per pebble on the beach at Brighton. Now, what's the first thing people see when they buy a newspaper? Well, a condensed bolus of their own prejudice dangling in front of their eyes, usually. But after that, it's the headline. Pun-based headlines. They're not as easy as they look. I had a biff at some Radio 4-style ones. Host of In Our Time leaves his notes in a satchel on the train. Melvin's bag. Stopwatch breaks during parlour game. Bust a minute. I know, it's difficult. That's my point. Photo of Alan Yentob.